it's kind of interesting that they're trying to charge me with something that I didn't do. The only place that I disseminated any of those allegations or questions about allegations was in a letter to the city administrator. Nowhere else, no news media, no nothing. Nobody else knew about it except the city administrator. The city administrator chose to disseminate that information to everybody else, and that's how it became public. I never did it. They did it. I gave a letter to the city administrator with my concerns and my questions about allegations that I've heard and people have asked me to ask. And I went in and talked to the city administrator, and he said, I can't do nothing without something being in writing. You have to put it in writing so we have something to go by. So that's where these questions came up. I went back, asked the questions that I wanted to, and the only two allegations that I made was the fact that he lied to the city commission and the people of Valley City about being able to, about the flood homes. And that's a lie, and that's an allegation that I'll stand by. He did lie, and so did the building inspector. And the other allegation was that he gave a 3% raise when the city commission authorized a 2%. Those are the only two allegations that I made, and I'll stick by those. The rest were allegations that I heard about and asked them about. Well, one other thing I would like to say is, you got the city attorney Meyer. We're going to call him dumb. And we're going to call Larson, the attorney that the other attorney hired, Mr. Larson, we're going to call him dumber. So we got dumb and dumber trying to do allegations and trying to get somebody to press charges against me for something that they did. Larson's press releases turns my questions that I asked the city administrator, which I have copies of, into allegations. That's absolutely incorrect for an attorney to do that. I have questions. You can see them on your own website. They're not allegations. They're questions. It's not right. It's just it's damage control. And the thing that I was thinking is this thing was not going to go anywhere. I really thought it was over, you know, except for the BCI's investigating Myers. And I thought the whole thing, all these allegations were going to go down, were going to go away because nothing had happened. And then all of a sudden, this comes up, and they want me to get criminally charged for asking questions. Yeah, hypocritical, because Larson was going after the city on behalf of Dean Ross. Now he's going after me in favor of the city. That's why I call the two attorneys in this thing dumb and dumber. I have never been able to have subpoena power or never been able to have a legitimate way to ask these jackasses questions. Now, if they criminally charge me, I have the right of deposition, I have the right to interrogatories, and I have the right to discovery.
So it sounds like you look forward to taking this to a trial then.
Oh, I'm looking so forward to it. I'm going to kick the crap out of Dumb and Dumber.